If you had a magic wand, what would you wish for Dakota people today?
To be Dakota, I guess.
What does that mean?
Being Dakota stands for all your, the way we used to live, all our traditional ways and things like that. Some of the things that we used to do in, like in spirituality and sharing and things like that, and working together and things like that, which is not happening now. And there's a lot of differences we have now because of outside influences. I know that at one time our culture and staying together was a matter of survival. I mean, you had to stick together or, you know. But now you can go in a place now. There's no, what they call, togetherness, I guess. There is some places that still are, but it's slowly deteriorating now. You know, you got kids sitting in front of the TV with an attendee all day and not knowing anything about his own culture.
What's the advantage to a child to understand his history and where his people came from? What does that give him?
Well, it gives him an identity. Right now, a lot of people that I know, I've seen on the streets, I don't know who they are. They don't know whether they're Dakota or even a white person. They don't know who they are, and they don't have a foundation to fall back on when things get harder. I do a lot of reading on that. They do a lot of research, and they say that people that have claimed their traditional ways do better in life, in school, in sports, and because they're proud of who they are.
Is there anything you'd like to add? We're almost near the end here.
I see a lot of these kids right now on this reservation. They're kind of stuck. They don't know where to go. Like to go out there and get an education. I know at this time we have no choice but to have an education so we can survive in this world. You know, when I first started in the workforce back in my 20s, I was a laborer, and you can't survive on labor. You got to have something, trade or something. I like to see them do that. Otherwise, they're going to be lost.